Beginning the current daf, Masech this Sukkah daf Chaf. Beginning Amud Aleph. Beginning today's Masech. Beginning with the words of Gemara. Achaz Katana v'Achaz Gedolah Mebeilei. It should have said first the Katana, and then the Gedolah, which Pesach B'Kunz Rashi explains, meaning the Ibcha Gersinan, that the text is the opposite. Because the Masnin Gersinan, the Mishnah, the Gersa is Achaz Katana v'Achaz Gedolah, that if you, whether the small one or the big one, you make it laying down, you can't use it for schach. Made of a schach, then you could use it for schach. The Baruch the Gemara asked, the Achaz Gedolah v'Achaz Katana Beilei. So the Gersa is Achaz Katana v'Achaz Gedolah. But it should have said the opposite of how our Tais de Masla brought the Gersa. That it should have said Achaz Gedolah v'Achaz Katana. Why? Because the derech ha-tanoim b'chamokim, nahu d'pshit le'tan b'reishon. Tanoim always say the first one that was the more obvious one first. And then, the big chiddush one second, that also should have been said. And in this case, the big chiddush one is the katana. Because we know that the bigger one is generally l'schicha, and the small one is generally for shchiva. And where do we find this? Number Rosh Hashanah, like we learn Rosh Hashanah, and the Chuppah Tesma Beis, Echad Yavna, Mechal Kamokim, Shesh Be Bezin. That whether Yavna or any place that has a Bezin, you could do the Tekiyah on Shabbos. Now Yavna is the more poshta one, because even Rebbe Lazar over there who disagrees, agrees by Yavna. So too, Baba Bekam, the Mnana Beis, Echad Achay Beboi, Echad Achay Beshech Ma'ora. One, it doesn't make a difference if you dig a pit, or you dig any type of other excavation, which again, the case of the pit, is the one that, Nafal Bar Shar Chamar, that's the one that's mentioned in the Torah. Whether someone builds a new house and he didn't do chenich and he didn't inaugurate it, or if he purchases one, or if he inherits one, and he didn't do it, he comes back from fighting in the war. Now, the halacha of building the house, now it's explicit in the pasuk. It says it first. But two, it's not chasim gabi marachim alcham. And actually, in many cases, it mentions over there from those who come back from fighting in the war, where it mentions the more partial one first, and the bigger chiddush one second. So therefore, those are the rayas that the explain the Gemara's question. It should have said first Achaz Gedolah v'Achaz Katana, not Achaz Katana v'Achaz Gedolah, like it says in the Mishnah. It says Taisus, but there it seems the ain't rayim mebar b'ain l'kan. Not all the rayas are really bona fide proofs, because you can't prove in the case of the pit, and of the case of the building a house, because Achadam t'nam b'sanedj. Because we also have different sources. Let's say a Mishnah Sanedj of Lam Beis Amud Aleph, where it says Echad in the Mamnas, Echad in the Fashas, where the monetary law, and also regarding capital punishment, Yishe B'Chakir has Allah of investigating the witnesses, and the source is in the Fashas, because that's what it says the Drash to Chakarta, and you see that it says it's second, even though that's the more partial one. So Tum, it's not Namib Parakachil, it's Bamas Tam Namal Vamal 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 Running, differentiating to know the paternity of the child. You have to wait 3 months after leaving the first husband, where it says Echad Besulas, Vechad Bulas, whether she's a virgin or if she's not a virgin, where the more obvious one is the Ba'ula, the Chiddush one is Besulas, and so we still say Ba'ula second. So the Perkabal Yevemter, but the definitely Gimel Beis, Echad Ma'ar, Vechad Agim, whether someone just is Hara, just the beginning of cohabitation, or if he finishes the cohabitation, he requires the Yibama. Now the more partial one is Gemar Bia, and that is said second. So the Perkam Afkin, but Mitzita Mem and Beis Tanel in the Brice Echel Lekech Becher Afkin, whether someone purchases the oil or someone is deposits the oil, Lefkatim, both of them have the halacha that the pieces are all counted in what's being given to the person. If our Shasim the Gemara explains it, they mean the Kiyeh the Afkin Mekabukatim, just like one who makes the deposit of Katim, the Kiyeh Nam Mekabukatim, where it says, B'chol hani, mafkid parshal b'chrein. In all these cases, you mentioned the more pashta one, which in this case was the mafkid, as we're saying, we're comparing the kech from mafkid, it says the more pashta one last. So therefore, it's not a raya from bar and boina that we mentioned, because you could find the same thing the opposite too. Ava, but says, Taisa, he did yavna raya. But we do, but some of the cases are rayas, like the case of yavna, the tkiya on Shabbos. Because Lafit Tanikam Hashem in Taking the Yavna, because regarding what the Tanikam had said, that you don't blow on Shabbos only if it's in Yavna, Kamagle, that's what the Chama, that's what the Hebrew was responding, that's what the other Tanakhama responding back. No, Echad Yavna, Echad Kamagim Shabbos Bezdin. Where you see clearly that Yavna was the partial one, because that's the one that Tanakhama agrees to. And we're saying the big Chiddush, second. Timmy Bomas Perkishan, the design of the Kami, Basil, Basil said, Lishamano, we didn't hear to rely on the aids of a woman regarding her husband's death, Ail the Bom, the Kutsable, but only when it's specifically like the Mysa Shahia that's come back from the harvest. And I will be Shamish, I said to him, no, Achas Bom, the Kutsable, Achas Bom, the Zazan, it's not only the case of when you come back from the harvest, but even coming back from the Alice. Where, again, the words of Bishama were a response to the words of Basil. So that's why you say the more obvious one first. Ah, Bachanami, that's the same thing over here. Here's Ketanikama, it says Gedoyla. Ketanikama mentioned the large mat. What's that Shachla doing? That's what we're saying, responding. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Achasi Gedoyla, Achasi Ketanikama. When you spoke about Gedoyla, not only that case, but even the Ketanikalema, in other words, Kamaya Ketanikama, the same would be by the smaller one, meaning of Inachalukal Dincheni, and therefore it's not different for a second halacha. And therefore, again, it's like Rashi that twitched around the girsa, and then the question was, it should say, not like our Dibre Maskel of Tosis of Achas Ketana, Achas Gedoyla, rather it should have Achas Gedoyla, the Achas Ketana. Where this explicitly we see that when you're responding to someone else, that the posh one is first, and the big Chiddush is the second one. Two next days, Maskel, the beginning was the Gemara, Shal Shifa, Shal Gemi. Which, the Seifa, Pligre Abdoyse, Verabon, Mishal Kan, Mishal Chilis. Now, in the Seifa, we have the dispute between this and Rabbanan regarding that which is made out of reeds and of chilas. Now, Ashmit sounds like v'shal shif v'shal gemi, but regarding the other types of shif and gemi, like pligi, that they don't disagree. And the Gemara says, but l'kaman ashkham behedya, but later on we find explicitly the pligi v'shal gemi in their edges, that they do disagree regarding the gemi one regarding medras. So this says, v'hod l'etan l'hachas, so then why doesn't it say over here? So this says, l'man damamai chatzal, the corner one says, what's chatzal z'mazabli, are these sacks? Nich, it makes sense, because they're in the machzal, it's not a machzal. But Vachalu Eshlag Zom Machzalas Mamish, that says, yeah, it literally means they Machzalas a mat. So and that's what they said. Leitan Allahoch, still it doesn't say Obey because Mishum Deleitch Allahocha wasn't asked over here in the Sugi Elash from Inam Bimam Machasin Bamei Machasin. The whole discussion was regarding with what could you cover a sukkah and what could you not cover a sukkah because of Makabo Tumma. But it's not going to say all the specifics of the halachas of Tumma regarding Machzalas, and never doesn't mention the Machlekes regarding that of Tumma's Medrash in our Mishnah. Next says Master begin with the Gemara Bishalchilas. Just to explain, it's coming to exclude from the opinion of some other Rishonim that by a small mat we never use for schach, even if it was woven, because it's not easy to lay on. Where it's generally we say it's for laying. Just holds that yeah, this chilas b'ketan the ma'ariz is tomen by a small one because this. Woven machzalas, since it's not convenient, it is made for sichuch. It's not made for laying, even though it's a small one. So even over here, this is explicitly that it will have the halacha of mesachimba. The Kenanik says not to begin with the gemara tnachas from the mishnah, but the kolach itzalas. It says the mishnah mesach the city's parak shlishi in the third parak that the halacha is that these chetzos metametom is mes. Now, when is that? But it's like a dan for mukmila. That's talking about when it has a ledge, an edge, where the chashav is kibbol, so it's considered as has receptacle because of that edge. And they're in the makabel tama. Which now Mishnah we're talking about that it doesn't have shulayim, therefore you can't use, and therefore you could use it as chah. Now, so it says Avgad the pshut decliates har chazan. Now, although when there's smooth, flat wooden vessels, that they're very wide, that's used to put something on them. Kedav shel nachtam, like the board of the bakers that they put the dough on top of it. Metam de rabbanon, as mekabel tumah rabbinically, ketam berakam bechetz habayis, like digmas and babas and rabbas samach bab meralv. So why are these chalotzes that if they don't have any tumah at all, as at least mekabel tumah de rabbanon, even though it doesn't have the ledge, so it says hacha hated lesu gam for no, but here where it doesn't have any edge. It's actually made only for the purpose of sichach. So therefore, the rabbanon weren't even bringing the guys of the rabbanon on such particular aids that to have this utility, like we find by the daf shel natayim, because here it's explicitly made for sichach. To the next text, we're going to look at the Gemara. Ola hil ben bavel v'yasta. Hil came up from bavel and he returned the Torah, which Rashi explains that the point of this was that it came from bavel. And he taught Torah. But Zaisa says, Shalom and Mishmaya Mavtalia, that Hill actually had learned Mishmaya and Avtalia. And the significance of that is that it's not that he's coming from Torah's bubble. He actually learned Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, He's coming back and he's being miyased the Torah in Eretz Yisrael that he learned from the Mayim Bavtalik and he's like 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 the Mayim